This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Commerce City plans to file a federal lawsuit against the Suncor refinery northeast of Denver. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
In a letter to the company and environmental regulators, the city says the refinery may have polluted the city's water with toxic chemicals. Last year, state testing found high levels of the chemicals in water discharged from the refinery. Exposure can cause kidney, liver, and immune problems, and possibly cancer. Residents have sent hundreds of complaints to the city. A Suncor spokesperson says they are reviewing the potential lawsuit and that the chemicals were likely contained in firefighting foam, some of which was used before the company owned the refinery. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs City Council said yes this week to building more than 1,600 new homes east of Peterson Air Force Base. The Gazette reports that the subdivision will be less than a mile from the local airport, and plans include new businesses and parks. El Paso County saw a big uptick in new housing permits issued last year, and demand has stayed higher than it's been in more than a decade. And the CSU Rams men's basketball team continues its postseason run today. They face Memphis in the semifinals of the National Invitation Tournament, which serves as a consolation competition for the best teams that did not make the March Madness tournament. Tip-off is this morning at 10 o'clock. And mostly sunny skies over the Front Range today, highs in the 50s for Denver, and even warmer tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News.